every normal husband and wife will have arguments. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Aisha radiallahu anha. So one time they both had an argument, and Aisha got upset, and she said, "I want a judge between us." And again, let's remember we're talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of mankind. His wife is telling him, "I want a judge." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You want to pick the judge, or you want me to pick the judge?" So he does not have a problem of having a judge between them. She said, "No, you pick the judge." So he said, "How about Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah?" She said, "No, Abu Ubaidah is rajulun tayyib," which means he's a nice guy, he's a peaceful guy. He's not going to take my right from you. Imagine again, she's talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you see how patient the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his wife. And all these things are lessons for us to remember. If you want to follow the sunnah, that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "How about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, your own father?" And as we said after Maghrib, the father of the wife, the father-in-law, is not going to be fair. Obviously, most of the time he's going to be on his daughter's side. So the one who suggested that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Aisha said, "That's fine, let's call my father, Abu Bakr." So they called Abu Bakr to the house. Abu Bakr came to judge between them, between his daughter Aisha and his best friend, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha, "Do you want to tell him the story, or you want me to tell him the story?" So Aisha, again, sometimes, you know, the sisters can be very stubborn. They say no to everything. So she said, "No, you tell him the story. But," and this is where she says something weird, "tell him only the truth." I mean, you are talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right? Abu Bakr heard this, he could not hold himself. He ran to beat her up. And he said, "Did he ever say anything but the truth?" That's why his name was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, right? Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he believes him right away. So he said to his daughter Aisha, "Did he say anything all of his life but the truth?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never lied. You're telling him now to tell the truth only. He ran and he wanted to beat his daughter. So the Prophet, so she was scared and she hid behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She ran behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually defended Aisha. He told Abu Bakr, "We did not call you here to beat her up. We called you here to judge between us." Abu Bakr Siddiq said, "Okay, that's fine," and he left the house. That he didn't even hear what the problem was. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Aisha and he said, "You see what happened? We called your father to judge and he was about to hit you." So Aisha started laughing and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started laughing. Abu Bakr Siddiq was still outside the house. So he came inside and he said, "Billahi alaykuma," which means, "By Allah, you called me when you had a fight. Why don't you call me when you're peaceful and happy like this?" So, and that's how the whole thing ended. And even now, we do not know what was the argument about. The whole thing was forgotten and they forgot completely about it. But in that, there is a big lesson to all of us. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever his wife said, "Okay, we can do this," and in the end, subhanallah, that was the way it ended, just like that. These situations in our homes do not resolve that fast and that easy because we do not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to Aisha and he said, "Oh Aisha, you know what? I know when you're upset with me and I know when you're happy with me," without even saying anything. She said, "How do you know that?" He said, "When you want to swear, if you are upset with me, you say, 'By the Lord of Ibrahim.' If you are happy with me, you say, 'By the Lord of Muhammad.' So this is how I know you're upset with me or not." So Aisha, he said, "You're right, by the Lord of Muhammad. You are right, by the Lord of Muhammad." And then she said something really beautiful. He said, "Wallahi, nothing comes out of my heart except the name." Which means even when I say, "By the Lord of Ibrahim, the only thing I leave behind is your name, but not you." Which means I love you. You don't leave my heart for a second. Only your name. When I upset, I don't mention your name. You see how much they loved each other, Aisha and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that, there is a big lesson to all of us. May Allah help us follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inshallah unite us with him and his wives and all the companions in Jannah, inshallah.